Welcome to the Real Estate Trainer Podcast with your host, Brian Eisenhower. This podcast is brought to you by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. ICC provides customized and structured coaching and training programs for real estate agents and team leaders, representing many of the top producing agents in North America. ICC also offers broker and owner consulting on agents recruiting, training, and retention. For more info, visit EisenhowerCoaching.com or find us on Facebook.
So many of our clients are consistently hearing about how great the market is now. At first it was, oh my goodness, we had to convince people that the market was hot because of COVID. Then we started to move into an area where everybody started realizing the market's super hot and that prices are skyrocketing. And now we almost have to go the other way. So we've got clients that are actually overpricing their houses or being very particular. They'll only move if their high-priced home sells. So that we're having to explain to people, hey, it's not me, it's the market. It's the price of your home. You know, they know the market's hot. All their friends' houses are moving. They're seeing on TV how real estate's spiking everywhere. Why is their home not selling? And then we couple that with the seasonality. Since now we're moving into fall and winter, there's less and less inventory, but we've got some listings hanging around that aren't moving. And I see a few of you nodding out there. And typically you're going to see that in houses that are super high priced. So luxury homes tend not to move at the drop of a dime, right? They're very fickle, right? So luxury, all it takes is like, oh my gosh, the stock market does a slight hiccup and all luxury stops, you know, or the fear of something or the fear of coronavirus or whatever it may be. The slightest little touch of anything will stop the luxury market. The other thing we're seeing that's not moving is the congested housing market, right? Condos, shared walled communities, planned urban developments. A lot of people looking to get space, not move into tight confines. So those are sitting too, right? And that's true everywhere in the big metros, you know, the Chicago's, the LA's, the San Francisco's, the New York's. When we start, you know, living in shared wall communities, for whatever reason, apparently COVID seeps through walls, people don't want to live in those tight confines. So they're sitting. And as we start moving into the winter, you know, they start to take it out on the agent. Like, what is the agent doing? So I want to be clear with a couple things here. I want to say, first of all, the very controversial thing, but it is very true. Real estate agents do nothing to sell houses. So don't ever ask me in that chat bar, what can I do to get my listing sold? Because my answer is going to be freaking nothing, because agents don't sell houses. Everybody get that? Because if you don't get that, you've been practicing real estate for a long time, believing the very own smoke and mirror marketing that you're supposed to be putting out there. I'm going to say it again. Real estate agents do nothing to sell houses other than put a listing in MLS. I'm going to prove it to you. Don't worry. Do you realize that 99% of home buyers use a real estate agent to buy a home? And it's been that way for about 25 years. Okay. And that's according to the National Association of Realtors annual survey of home sellers and home buyers. The only reason it's not 100% is because of some builders and developers that sell directly to the consumer. I guess you might count FSBOs in there, but they're so small, it's a sliver. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So if almost all of the home buyers use a realtor, who are we really marketing these homes to? Realtors. Sorry, I got to say that right. Realtors. I will always say that wrong, just to let you know. And if I keep saying that, it will be. And I've been saying it for about 30 years. So we market to realtors. Got that? That's a revelation to a lot of people usually when I say it. We market to realtors. And you need to convey this to your clients. Now, I wouldn't go saying we don't do anything to get homes sold, but I would tell them the importance of marketing to realtors, and I would use the 99% stat. So if you're wasting your energy trying to see what you can do to get a home sold, that's really a waste of time, unless your efforts to get the home sold also get you more listings or more buyers. Then okay. Maybe they appease your seller. Okay. Understand, those are all different goals. If your activity gets you more listings, I'm cool with it. But let's be honest to what you're doing here. If it gets you more buyers, I'm cool with that. But let's be honest to what you're doing here. Make sense? If it appeases your seller, all right. But let's be honest what you're doing here. If it gets agents on your real estate team more leads, all right. There's lots of reasons to try to effort to put out effort to market listings. Don't get me wrong. You should put out lots of effort to market listings, but just don't think that's why your home's not selling. There's only two reasons a home doesn't sell. Remember them. Price, or you don't have enough patience. Price and patience, price and patience. Condition of the home is always cured by price, okay? So it can be condition too, but price will always cure that too. Price or patience, all right? I think of that backwards, price then patience. It's hard, there's a mirror. Does this make sense? So if it's a luxury home, you might need patience too. If it's a condo in this market, you might need patience. It's not necessarily price. Otherwise, we know it's price. So if you need to get some of your listings sold, we need to work on price. And working on price is not just a bunch of scripts and dialogues. Trust me, you can't just talk people into everything. Sometimes you got to show them. Sometimes you got to do your due diligence as an agent. So if you cannot get your seller down to market price to get them sold, that's not their fault. That's your fault. You don't have the weapons in your toolkit, the tools in your toolkit, the weapons. You don't have the arrows in your quiver to get them to understand, to show them that they need to get through their denial to get what they want. What I'm going to do is I'm going to show you guys. Thank you, Candace, for, yeah, that is true. The title reps will also get you that geographic farming data. That is actually very, very true. But I want to go back. I want to show you a tool that helps with this conversation, okay? And I call it a listing inventory calculator. And yes, I'm going to give this all to you, and you're going to love me forever for this. You are going to love me forever, ever. See how that works? Because this is going to be awesome. So let me show it to you and show you how we use it first, okay? So hopefully you guys can all see my listing inventory calculator here. And you will see this is a map. Now I'm going to give it to you and you can modify just about anything. And this is the graphic on the front of the page, okay? And this shows a listing and sale by price range. And you can see here, I put a few price ranges in here that are based on national averages. Some of you guys in Southern California and along the coastal regions, you're going to need to increase these numbers. And I'll show you how to do that. It's very, very simple, right? But you know, I've got 300 to 350, 350 to 390 to 400, 400 to 450, 450 to 5, and 500 plus here. That doesn't even get me up to some of your price ranges. However, then you see each of these little clusters show a bar graph of here we show 102 active homes for sale. And then we show only 15 homes that are currently or that went pending in the last 30 days. And then we show the average days on market. Okay. So basically this is a monthly chart where we show there were 102 homes that went up for sale last month, let's say in October, 15 homes sold in this price range. And the average days on market for the homes that sold was 104 days. Everybody with me? And then I show the different stats for each cluster. You are going to love this. I promise you, because I'm going to show you how to use this. And that's where the magic happens. Now down here, you can see if you follow my cursor down here, this is a two-sided worksheet. You can see if I click on data for graph, it's going to pull a data entry screen. You know, just to let you know, you do not need to use this tool to do what I'm doing. So if anybody's watching this video that does not get this Microsoft Excel spreadsheet, you can still pull this data and you can still show this data. I'm just giving you a tool that makes you quickly be able to present it in an extremely professional way. But it's very easy to show the data just by going into MLS and pulling some of these statistics. And the statistics we need to pull really just once are right here. Okay, now anything you see up here can be changed. Okay, I can just go in here and I can change this pending to read sale pending. And all of the information on the first screen will change with it. Okay. Just like I can change any of these numbers and it will automatically auto-populate the graphs on the next page. Does that make sense? So it's real quick. And up here, you can change the price ranges so that we have different price ranges down here at the bottom of each. Now, what you can't do is go adding new bars to this, okay? But what you can do is create a second page. So if you want to cover a lot more groupings, just create a two-page graph. So you can show them one page and then show them a second page. Make sense? And I have got them in $50,000 increments. Maybe you do them in $100,000 or $250,000 increments. And all you have to do to change that is go up here and type in new numbers, and it will show those new numbers at the bottom, okay? Now, here's your instructions. This is the boring part, but it's very important you listen to this because you will mess this up if you don't listen. What we're going to do is we do these 1 month at a time. We are now in November, for example, so we're gonna use October's numbers because we need a full month's numbers. So we go into MLS and we do a search for the month of October, how many homes went up for sale, okay? And we're gonna pull those numbers. And believe it or not, even though it's a low inventory market across the country, historically low, you're gonna have a very big number here compared to your other numbers. Then you're gonna see how many homes went pending last month. This is the trick. How many homes went pending? This means I don't mean how many homes were pending. I mean how many homes went pending in the month of October. Because you're gonna see there's thousands of homes that sit in your MLS as pending for years. They're usually realtor mistakes and they will skew all your numbers. So whether that's under contract or pending or whatever your MLS calls it, we get offered, we get an acceptance, and then it comes off the market. It's no longer active. That moment, we have to capture that. That's usually gonna be a very small number, which is what we want. And then your days on market is usually gonna be a higher number again. So what you want, believe it or not, to convey your message, which is the truthful message, is a number that's big, small, big. Big, small, big. So that when we auto-populate our graph, we get big, small, big. Big, small, big. And you may have to play around with your numbers. You might have to look at a particular neighborhood, your entire MLS, maybe just a city within your MLS, to get a ratio that gets you a sizable big, small, big ratio. Here's why you need it. Because you're trying to convince someone in total denial that they need to drop their price. Just like trying to get someone to quit smoking, I need to show them what their lung looks like right now or what their lung could look like 10 years from now. So I need to show them. So let's take this over 500,000 category, okay? If I sit down in a listing appointment, I need to be able to say, hey, let's just take a look at the numbers right now. Don't really care what your family and friends did when they sold their house. In your price range, in your area, you've got 102 listings for sale and only 15 of them sold. And of the 15 that did go under contract and come off the market, we got 104 days on market. So it takes a while too. Most importantly, we had 102 sales, and I'm gonna pull out a calculator, a very old school calculator. If I divide 102 by 15, I'm gonna develop a ratio of 6.8, we'll round up to 7. That means one out of every 7 homes in your price range is selling. Don't feel so arrogant about your listing getting your price now. Does that make sense? That means one out of every 7 homes up for sale is selling. Let's look over here. 30 active listings, only 2 went under contract. This is even better. This means only 1 out of 15 homes sold. That means in this scenario, you've got 1 unicorn running around and a whole bunch of sellers saying, pick me, pick me. Oh, I'm with the 14 that didn't make it. You see that? It all of a sudden starts to convey the real scenario, because this is the real scenario. And I don't care where you live or what your MLS, you will see that right now in this market. In a low inventory market, believe it or not, you're going to see very few, because you'll say, well, how could that be true? There's way less listings. There's going to be less up for sale. Yeah. But guess what? There's also less that go under contract because there's less up for sale. So the ratios work the same in any market. This chart works the same in any market. It starts to show them that they need to get realistic on price. It shows them it's either price or patience. Patience is over here in yellow. Price is right here between the green and the blue. Oh, by the way, you can even change these colors. So you got a little paintbrush up here if you want to make them match your logo or what have you. This makes sense? So it's price or patience. And that's the idea. So the key here to remember is we must put in your pendings based on only those that went under contract. Our for sales are based on the total number for sale. Our days on market is the average days on market for the month. Pending is the tricky one. Pending is only the ones that went under contract in that 30-day or 31-day period of October or whatever month you're trying to do this. And then this is where it gets kind of cool, because what ends up happening is now, if it does sit on the market, as you know, for a little bit of time, the following month, we're going to do another chart, because when you go into MLS and do all these searches, that seems pretty labor intensive, but it's not if you save each search, because you can save your searches in the MLS. And if you save, and someone asked there, is this recorded? Yes, this is always recorded and reposted. And B, yes, I am going to share this Excel spreadsheet with all of you in the chat room very soon before this ends. So don't worry about that. It's coming. I just, because of the way Zoom works, you have to share it at the end or people that log in later miss it. And I recommend all of you to share it in your market centers, private Facebook groups as well, to get it out there. And this video hopefully is being shared in all your private Facebook groups as well too, so they can rewatch this. So go heading back, but good question. Thank you for that, because I'm sure other people were thinking of it. Now we're going to get November's data together. Now we send a market update to all of our active listings so that we actually provide our active listings with some data, kind of our fiduciary duty to be keeping them up to date on all the material information they need to make informed decisions like quote unquote price reductions on their home. And now it's like, we take a look at November and it's like, well, as you can see, you know, we had another 115 people that are still trying to sell their homes and only 7 of them went under contract. So as you can see, it's a 16-to-1 ratio. For every 16 people, only one of them is selling. They did not pick you. But if we're able to get a little bit more competitive and drop down in this next price range, you can see, and you can see as you move to the left on the chart, which I'll show you again, anytime we move closer to the median home price, as we move to the left, the big, small, big ratio gets a little fatter, and there's always more, you'll always find more buyers in any market as you move closer to the median home price. There's always going to be more people that can afford those prices. So if we move to the left, which is down in price, you're going to see the big, small, small, big starts to get much better. You'll find more buyers. And they'll also know that because some of these higher price ranges, you're going to see there's less sales in them. They need to be more competitive to compete against the few people that actually bought a home. So dropping that price is always what moves the needle and increases seller urgency and drives that home to get sold. Because like I've told you guys many a times, you can be the doctor that doesn't show them the lung and just does whatever they want, right? You can be that doctor that just says, hey, yeah, you know, maybe it will sell, and just keeps giving good news and it never sells, and you wonder why they fire you and go with someone else. Or you can be the doctor that has the hard conversation that tells them that they need to drop their price and then gets them to their goal, which is their new home. Otherwise, you get to have that fun story of having one of our expired prospectors call them right after your listing expires, and all of a sudden they finally dropped the price you told them you wanted them to go to. It's because you didn't use my chart. You didn't show them the lung. You couldn't have the tough conversation. You couldn't show them. You had to try and tell them. You didn't want to take the time to go into MLS and set up all your monthly searches. Because you do this once, it will take you 30 minutes to an hour to set up all those searches. However, every month after that, you just go in and you press the save searches and input the new number into your chart. Now you've got a November chart. And you use that in every listing presentation going forward. And then each following month, you use the new chart to update all of your sellers and make a phone call to them or a Zoom call like this, share your screen and go over the chart with them. Doesn't that sound awesome as a realtor? Like you can literally go over their market stats and how it's impacting their listing. And what's funny is none of you do this. I know it. But man, it sounds like a professional. It sounds like something a doctor would do with an X-ray or a dentist. It sounds like something an accountant would do with a P&L. It sounds like a professional. If you want to be treated like one, give freaking professional advice. Show. Don't just tell. Stop saying, well, the market's doing this, and they're not listening to you. They don't believe you. That's why you're getting in arguments. Do a diagnosis. Don't just be a talker. Don't be a salesman only. You say you want to be a counselor? Be one. Do the work. Set up the searches. Pull the number. Do what all top producing agents do. send these out, send updates, use them in listing presentations, and let them know that we'll follow up. Even if you have to take a price that's too high, at least we know we can confidently bring them down by constantly keeping them up to date on what's happening and showing them that only a few houses in their price range are actually selling. We're showing them it's not you, it's actually the market. So the change they need to make is not with you. The change they need to make is with their price. And you and I both know that's always the problem. It's not the market, it's not the condition, it's not the number of open houses, it's not that you didn't put it in a magazine or you didn't put it on TV, it's price. This proves it's price. It shows them that the market's telling them it's price. Make sense? And that's why we use the listing inventory calculator and these scripts around it, because the best listing presentation script about price is going to be conversations around the data. It's not going to be you just shooting from the hip like a salesman, like, well, I think I can get this for it, or I think I can sell it for this. What do you mean you can sell it for this? Who are you? You're a real estate agent. You're going to sell it for that. You're going to put it in MLS and someone else is going to come sell it. Come on. Show them what it'll sell for. Be honest. Be transparent. Show them you did work. Show them you care about data. And watch what happens. You watch how people start listening to you and treating you differently. Not like they're just using you because you're their friend. They're going to start respecting you. And they'll do what you say when they respect you. You may have a peer relationship with them because they're a member of your sphere of influence or they're a friend of a friend. But if you want them to start doing what you're saying, you're going to have to prove to them you know what you're talking about. Doing stuff like this does that. Okay.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Real Estate Trainer Podcast, sponsored by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. For more information about real estate coaching or to watch Brian's training videos, check out therealestatetrainer.com or find us on social media. And remember, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you get the latest episodes as soon as they're available.